Right, welcome to a special edition of the first episode of the series called The Trouble Tapes, where we go back through some of the history of me and the show and talk about when I or we got in trouble and there was always a chance of getting fired. But this segment is brought to us by LifeLock. How much is your identity worth? According to an online security education company, the going rate for an internet's user identity is about $1,200. That's how much it's worth to hackers on the web. So the whole deal is we're all living in this chain of all of our world is connected, and it takes one of the links to get busted, and they're in. Somebody's got all of our information. And they can use it to buy stuff or hurt our credit. Good thing new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect you against threats to your identity and your devices that you can't easily see or fix on your own. If you have a problem, they have agents who will work to fix it. No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all business. But new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats that you might miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use the promo code BONES for an additional 10% off your first year. Yep, that is the promo code BONES for an additional 10% off. I have LifeLock. I use LifeLock. It's fantastic. I've used it for years, way before they were a partner on the podcast or the show. And yeah, here we go. This is a new deal. We've come up with a bunch of ideas through the history of this whole project, the Bobby Bones Show. There's been a few really, really close calls where I was really, really almost fired hard. In this episode, we'll talk about one of the biggest scandals, sort of. And I say sort of because nobody knew about it when it was happening as far as that I was involved in it. And we're not going to be in the same room because what happens when we talk about stuff, we all have different opinions and we start fighting about it, especially when it's something controversial. So all these interviews are done separately. And so for the first time you hear my story, then Amy's, then Lunchbox, then Eddie's, and you'll get their version without us arguing over each other and maybe a clearer take from everyone. So I'm not sure what I was going to say because I don't remember when everyone found out. Before I get into my side of the story, let me set the stage for you. It wasn't until May 2016 until the Washington Post did a story that revealed I had paid for those billboards to be put up myself. And they saw the story because it was in my book, Bare Bones, and they had a copy of the book to review it before anyone else did. So I'll start with my side of the story, and then you'll hear everyone share what they remember from the story as well. And so this is the Trouble Tapes, the billboards, the go-away Bobby Bones billboards. I think one of the other biggest scandals is that time I bought billboards in town. Now, you have to understand, our show, when it came to town, and still to this day, was really a counterculture of what was happening in mainstream country radio. There really hadn't been anyone do a lot of new when we came. And for me, you know, I was feeling it big time because the listeners weren't really getting the show yet. The people inside the industry hated the show. Because you have to remember, if something new comes in and it works, everyone who's still doing the old starts to go, oh no, does that mean what I'm doing is not working? And that's really not what it meant. But it did mean that there was something new that wanted to be heard. And that was our listeners. That was our type of listener. Someone who loves country music, but also loves other things. And it was absolutely acceptable to say that you liked other kinds of music too. So we came into the show, we had this whole message of we're normal humans, we're not really one genre only, and it really wasn't resonating at first. And our show's never a show that you hear the first time and go, I love it, but we're a show that's kind of the slow burn, and then you're with us. And so the slow burn was happening, but really nobody was with us, and we were just getting crushed in the press. Ratings weren't that good. In most places, ratings weren't that good. We were still a new show. So what I decided to do was to come up with a scheme to get people talking about us, to get people feeling sorry for the show instead of hating it, to get people just acknowledging that we were even here, that we were. So I thought about it for a long time. And I finally came to where I was going to do like a reverse PR, like a pseudo publicity stunt where I wanted to do negative publicity about the show. And I didn't know what I was going to do at first. I thought about doing a, a fake Facebook page. I thought about doing a fake blog and somehow highlighting that. And I was watching a 30 for 30 on Brian Bosworth. And they were talking about Brian Bosworth, who played linebacker at Oklahoma. He also played for the Seattle Seahawks. He had a crazy haircut. He was really good in college. Wasn't really great as a pro. But what he would do, because he was so hated, is that he would go and he would make clothing, like merchandise, and he would sell, you know, Brian Bosworth sucks t-shirts out on the street. Now, he wouldn't, but he'd have people do it. And so he played for the Seattle Seahawks. So they would go to play the Raiders, right? They'd go to Los Angeles at the time. And there'd be people on the side of the road selling Brian Bosworth sucks t-shirts. Little did they know, Brian Bosworth was the one selling the shirts. And I thought, wow, what an interesting idea that you can actually use people's hatred or distaste for you to your advantage. You know, that's where the blog came in. That's where the fake Facebook page came in. And I had all these ideas of how to manipulate. And then I thought, why not just go for it and I'll just buy some billboards. And at the time, I didn't know I was going to write on them. I don't know if I was going to put a picture of my face with a circle through it. I didn't know how obvious it should be to actually, you know, put something up that maybe had a logo on it that was self-deprecating, but you knew it was me putting it up. Like, I had all these thoughts. I didn't quite know what I wanted to do. And so when I decided to put up the generic message, white back with black letters, that just said, "Go away, Bobby Bones," I didn't think it was too distasteful. I thought it would leave room for people to go, I wonder if that is Bobby. I thought people would go, "Bobby Bones, who's that?" Or, "Bobby Bones, go away, Bobby Bones, I agree with that," or, "I don't agree with that." Like, I just felt like it was going to give people all these different feelings. And so I remember the morning they went up, and I told no one. And so the billboards go up, and people start calling about them. People start calling when they're putting them up. You know how you see the little guy up on the billboard rolling the letters? People start calling going, "Hey, they're putting, there's a billboard going up." I was like, "What?" And so these billboards go up, and Lunchbox is out reporting about them. He didn't know, at least not at first. I start to get a little foggy about when people knew, because I had it on such lockdown that my company didn't know at first. And they started investigating, trying to figure out who it was. The local news was doing stories. My company was trying to figure out who would put them up. And I was completely on lockdown. What I had done is I'd created a company that paid another company that I created that paid the billboard company. So there was no way to actually track it back to me through companies. Read a book, learned how to do that. And so the next thing you know, all the billboards are up. I think they were up for 3-4 weeks, right in the middle of Nashville. Big old billboards, too. And people couldn't figure out. And the only time they ever got revealed was in my book 2 years later. So luckily, nobody found out. Nobody had a big mouth. That's why I wonder who on the show even knew. Because I think I might have had to clue them in at some point, but nobody ever said anything.
I'm Amy from The Bobby Bones Show, and what I remember about the billboards is being really disappointed in someone that put them up. Like, I remember thinking, who would be so rude to put up a billboard like that and spend their money just to say that Bobby Bones needed to go away? And, I mean, we were new to town. Like, it was nerve-wracking coming to a new city, a new format, and like starting over. And I was like, okay, well, that's one way to send a message. And I just remember driving past the billboards and it being awkward, because there's one I would pass like a lot, and I was like, huh. And it really didn't bother Bobby that much, so I was like, okay, well, I'm not gonna let it bother me. And then I didn't find out that it was actually Bobby until he put out his book, which I wasn't totally annoyed by, that because he's really good at keeping things like that to himself. And, you know, it was a genius marketing move on his end. Quite the investment, though. And so, I mean, I understand him keeping it on the lowdown. But sometimes he will tell me things. So part of me was kind of like, oh, well, thanks. You didn't tell me about that one. But I found out when the book came out.
How did you feel about it, what you knew?
I was like, okay, it totally makes sense. I felt kind of dumb for falling for it, because I thought someone else had done it. And when people would even say to me that, well, what if Bobby's behind it? I was like, no, don't be ridiculous. I sort of like stood up for him, and then it really was him. So, I mean, I don't think I ever would have put it past him by any means, because I do know him. But at the same time, I was kind of, I guess, just a little bummed that I didn't have a heads up. Like, I found out with everybody else. Although, yeah, no, the full book, I think there was parts of his book I got to read early, and then I read the whole thing when it came out.
February 4th, 2014.
Lunchbox reporting live from the side of the highway. We are on Highway 24 out here in Nashville. We are going westbound. This way is westbound. And if you look, we had reports of a billboard going up saying, "Bobby Bones, go away." Well, if you look over my right shoulder, you will notice there is a billboard that says, "Go away, Bobby Bones." Somebody hates Bobby Bones enough to spend their hard-earned money to put up this billboard. So, yes, we have confirmed reports that there is a billboard, and we have seen it with our own eyes. We have visual. So, if you are taking a trip and you're driving, or whoever put this up, that's very rude, but it says, "Go away, Bobby Bones." And if you're going eastbound, it is also on the other side. That is right, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news. It is a double-sided billboard that says, "Go away, Bobby Bones." We braved the elements. We came out here. We didn't want to think it was true. We didn't want to think someone sank this low. But guess what? Someone did. They are rude. They are mean. And they want Bobby Bones to go away.
I remember that we got a call from a listener saying, "Hey, I was driving on, I don't even know the names of the highways, 24 or 40. And they said, "There's a billboard that says, 'Go away, Bobby Bones.'" And I was like, who in the world would spend their money on billboards because they hated Bobby so much? So I went out there to investigate. I had no idea. I was like, this is crazy. And I thought it had to be another radio station that was a little nervous about the show coming to town, and they hated Bobby, so they put him up. But then another caller calls the next day and goes, "There's one on this other highway." So they were on two different highways. I was like, this is crazy. That's all I had was radio stations, because I didn't think anybody hated Bobby enough for him to go away. The only person I thought that would hate him is another radio station, because he's coming in to steal their listeners. That's it. I didn't think it was like another human, because what other human hates another human to put up a billboard? It has to be a company paying for it.
And when did you find out?
I found out whenever Bobby wrote his book. I mean, he said, "Oh, I revealed something about something in the book." And in the book, it says, "I paid for the billboards." And I was like, "I hate you because you didn't tell me." Like, why not tell me? Why not tell me? Bobby's a pretty smart dude, so he knows what he's doing. I guess it, draws up interest, or people are like, "Who's that Bobby Bones guy?" Smart move, Bobby. Like, props to you. You tricked everybody for years. For years, no one had any idea. And if anybody knew, they didn't tell me. If you told Amy before me, not cool. If you told Eddie before me, not cool. I don't know who all knew, but I didn't have any idea. Oh, I tried to ask everybody. I was like, "All right, tell me really who did the billboards." I don't know. So, billboards. That was a good one.
I remember Bones came up to me and said, like, "Oh, man, I'm about to do something crazy. Like, something really crazy. It's going to be big. I think it's going to be really big." And then he didn't tell me what he was doing, though. I found out later what he was doing when they actually came up, and I started thinking, like, dude, this guy. One, I thought, were people going to believe it? Like, were people really going to think that somebody's going to pay this much money to, like, trash talk some new radio DJ that came into town? I knew as soon as it came up. Somebody had tweeted it, I think, and we saw a picture. A listener had tweeted, like, "Wow, look what I saw on the road." And as soon as I saw the picture, I'm like, okay, this is what he was talking about. Like, this is what the big thing Bone said he was going to do. Honestly, I didn't know if he was ever going to reveal it. Like, I didn't know if he was ever going to talk about it, or if this was just going to be a thing that he knew that he had to do to get people's attention about the show and all that. But I didn't know that he was going to come out later and talk all about it, which is refreshing, because when he did, I was like, oh, yeah, the billboards. Yeah, we all knew about it.
So when it would get brought up in conversation, like people asking, what would you say?
It was the worst, man. It was the worst. I'd had to look at them and be like, yeah, it's crazy, right? Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, who would hate us that much? Like, I would start talking about that and then just let them kind of go, because I didn't want to give too much information. I would just be like, I know, right? And then they would go off. Anyone I would talk to on the streets or whatever, or play events or whatever, they'd be like, dude, this is like, who would do something like that? Do you have any idea? Do you think it's an artist? Do you think? And I'd be like, I don't know.
Okay, so This has been the first episode in a series we call The Trouble Tapes. Yeah. So I got lucky on that one. Probably could have been fired or it could have worked out terribly. But in this instance, it didn't. By the way, I would like to say that I do not think Eddie knew, because Eddie never said anything to me. And I know Eddie said there, oh, I said something big was going to happen. I say that all the time. I don't think Eddie knew. He never once said anything to me. And I would think that would at least be a side conversation over the years and years. Honestly, after hearing Amy, I didn't know that she didn't know. So, man, I'm able to lock up a secret pretty good. And that's the Bobbycast, episode 115, The Trouble Tapes. There are more of these to come because, well, I've been in trouble a whole lot in my career. Thank you very much, and we will see you on the next episode of the Bobbycast. Goodbye, everyone.